Genesis chapter 28. Now, Jacob has deceived his brother Esau. He lied, and therefore Esau got really cranky with him and wants to kill him. And so Rebekah, his mother, sends him away to her brother Laban. And so Isaac called Jacob, blessed him, and commanded him, "You shall not take a wife of the daughters of Canaan." Now again and again, you emphasis in the Bible that a believer should marry other believers, others within the family of God, because that's the most important thing in your life. Who are you going to spend your life with? How are you going to raise your children? And God and the Lord Jesus have got to be absolutely at the center of that. "Arise, go to Paddan Aram, to the house of Bethuel, your mother's father. Take a wife from there, from the daughters of Laban, your mother's brother. May God Almighty bless you and make you fruitful and multiply you, that you may be a company of peoples, and give you the blessing of Abraham." Now that's what was important, to get that from God, not the blessing of Isaac, just about having plenty of corn and wine and blessing in this life. "And may he give you the blessing of Abraham to you and to your seed with you, that you may inherit the land where you travel, which God gave to Abraham." Isaac sent Jacob away. He went to Paddan Aram to Laban, son of Bethuel, the Syrian, Rebekah's brother, Jacob and Esau's mother. Now Esau said Isaac had blessed Jacob and sent him away to Paddan Aram to take him a wife from there, and that as he blessed him, he gave him a command, saying, "You shall not take a wife of the daughters of Canaan," and that Jacob obeyed his father and his mother and was gone to Paddan Aram. Esau saw that the daughters of Canaan didn't please Isaac, his father. So Isaac went to Ishmael and took, besides the wives that he had, Mahalath, the daughter of Ishmael, Abraham's son, the sister of Nebaioth, to be his wife. Now Ishmael was, however, not a believer, and just marrying someone who technically belongs to the family of God but is not a believer, that's not the right thing. And Esau is not a kingdom person. Jacob went out from Beersheba and went toward Haran. He came to a certain place and stayed there all night because the sun had set. He took one of the stones of the place and put it under his head and lay down in that place to sleep. He dreamed, and he saw a stairway set on the earth, and its top reached to heaven. And the angels of God ascended and descended on it. In other words, the angels were there with him on earth, and they were, as it were, in this vision, going up to heaven, as it were, telling God about him, although God knows immediately everything, and descending back to him. The idea was that God, through the angels, was active in Jacob's life. And behold, Yahweh stood above the stairway and said, "I am Yahweh, God of Abraham your father and the God of Isaac. The land on which you lie, to you will I give it, and to your seed, to your children." He didn't have any children, as far as we know, at that time. "Your seed will be as the dust of the earth, and you will spread abroad to the west, east, north, and south. In you and in your seed will all the families of the earth be blessed. Behold, I am with you, and I will keep you wherever you go, and will bring you again into this land. I will not leave you until I have done that which I have spoken of to you." Jacob awoke, and he said, "Surely Yahweh is in this place, and I didn't know it." He was frightened and said, "How dreadful is this place! This is none other than God's house, and this is the gate of heaven." Jacob rose up early in the morning, and took the stone that he had put under his head, and set it up for a pillar, and poured oil on its top. He called the name of that place Bethel, the house of God, but the name of the city was Luz before that. Jacob vowed a vow, saying, "If God will be with me, and will keep me in this way that I go, and will give me bread to eat and clothing to put on, so that I come again to my father's house in peace, and Yahweh will be my God, then this stone which I have set up for a pillar will be God's house. Of all that you will give me, I will surely give the tenth to you." Well, I've always thought that that was a little bit mean, to say, well, if you do what you promised, well, of course God was going to do what he promised. Then I'll give you a tenth. Well, one reason I think that we don't need to practice tithing, that's giving a tenth of what you've got to God, is quite simply because we should give as much as we can, not just 10%, but all our hearts and all that we've got.